What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
All right, so earlier today, the president announced pardons for simple federal marijuana offenses and a plan to review how the drug is classified under federal law. The pardons apply to all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession, clearing about 6,500 people convicted between 1992 and 2021, in addition to thousands more in D.C. It's the most extensive White House action taken to date on U.S. drug policy. So I thought that was kind of cool. So, well, what you need to know.
That is kind of cool and smart. We do need to stop this nonsense with cannabis. It's just silly.
Well, I mean, especially now. I mean, it's virtually legal almost everywhere. Not everywhere, but almost everywhere.
Right. But on the federal level, it's just absurd.
Well, I mean, like, let's change those laws, too.
Yeah.
It's so
well,
dumb.
Easier said than done, bro. Like,
I
come
know,
on.
It's just so dumb, though.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, this is a good step towards that.
It is a good step towards that. Great job. All right, that is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Before we get to Radio Tinder, I have to complain about something.
Oh, okay.
So
I love when you complain.
Do you?
Yeah, because I remember when you were complaining about the ticket you got for parking? Okay, that was a good one.
So I have an issue, speaking of ticket, with Ticketmaster today.
Uh-oh, what happened?
So Depeche Mode is coming in concert.
That's your group.
And they're only doing like 10 U.S. dates. And one of them is here in L.A. at the Forum in March.
Okay. Very good.
So I saw there was a pre-sale today. And I'm like, oh, great. 10 a.m. I'll be there. Whatever. I'll get on the website. So I get on the website. And then, you know, you got to wait in like a queue 10 minutes before they put you in a queue. And it says 2,000 plus people ahead of you in line. I'm like, ooh, okay. Well, 2,000, you know, it's 20,000 seats. Like, whatever, you know, whatever. It's fine. So it takes like 15 minutes before it gets to me. And like at the 10 minute mark, it says to me, basically there's like little pop-up that says that, and I'm paraphrasing, but that a bunch of the tickets are gone and there's going to be a limited amount. And, you know, just FYI, basically. Right. I'm like, uh-oh. So, and granted, they're very popular here in LA. They had a huge concert in the Rose Bowl back in, you know, the late 80s or whatever. And every time they come here, they do multiple shows, but not in this case, they're doing one show. So I'm like, all right. So I finally get on. Right. And I'm trying to get on and everything is being, you could see the little dots of the seats getting scooped up like in real time, like, holy moly. So I got to act fast. So I find two seats and I click and it says, sorry, those seats are taken. Okay. I click, find two more seats. Sorry, those seats are taken. Fine. This happened like 10 times. Okay.
Okay.
And then I finally get one, a pair of tickets that I can get. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm putting my stuff is saved on Ticketmaster because I've bought stuff on Ticketmaster before. And then I click the purchase and it tells me unexpected error. And I'm like, what?
That's happened.
And I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I double check my credit card information, all that stuff to make sure it's right. It is. And everything is up to date. It is. So I'm like, all right. So I start checking again. Another like five times where I miss out on tickets again because I'm clicking dots and they're not available. Sorry, someone else already taken those seats. Sorry, someone else already taken those seats. Finally goes through again. And now these tickets are more expensive than I wanted to spend. But I'm like, okay, whatever. All good. And I go through the credit card thing again. And again, it gives me the unexpected error. I'm like, you've got to be bleeping kidding me. So I do this, no joke, 20 times where it goes like telling me the seats are taken, the seats are taken, the seats are taken. Finally pops up a third time, Cappy. And now these seats are super expensive because it's like the almost like the resale people at this point. So it's a lot of cash. Okay?
So what did you decide to do?
And I said, you know what? It's my favorite band. They're only playing one stop here in LA. I can't make the other stops because they're all during the week. So I'm just going to bite the bullet and just buy the pair of tickets.
You want to know what I hope happens when you, as you finish this story, you want to know what I hope happens?
What happens?
I hope you like bought the really expensive ones and then there was another error.
Another error, bro.
Oh my God. I would be losing my mind. I'd be like, you know what? Screw you guys.
That's exactly, I yelled at the computer and I said, screw you guys. And I got a Ticketmaster.
All right. You want tickets to this concert?
Well, I made a call.
Oh,
I made a call.
I was going to say,
I made a call to another king.
All right, just go through proper protocol and we could maybe make this happen for you.
Yeah, no, he won't do it.
I got to, so there, someone has helped us with that, helped me with that in the past. Many, many years ago, I went to an Elton John concert at the Forum and I got helped out in purchasing tickets. And I believe this person could potentially help us again. So I made a Hey King call to Mark Cates because, you know, he's the guy that got that's got the guys.
He's the go-to guy. Hey King. Yeah.
So Mark Cates, if you're listening, which I know you generally are, although you're in Vegas today, so you might not be. But if you're listening on the podcast.
On the app for sure.
Or if you listen on the podcast later. Mm-hmm. That call I made when you said I said I would still try to buy them and, you know, we'll figure it out later if I can get better seats. Well, I couldn't get them at all. So you're going to have Hey King you on this.
Yeah,
one.
Right. Let me just
say
something.
But what the hell, Ticketmaster?
I'm going to tell you what the hell.
It happens a lot, George.
No, but I'm going to tell you what the hell is. Here's the answer. You want to know why every seat was being bought up?
Because it's all brokers.
Correct. You just nailed it. It's not like everybody's sitting there like you are going, hey, I need two. Hey, I need two. It's all these ticket brokers, and I'm not saying they're bad people and they're just doing their thing. They're trying to buy up all
these
tickets.
They're trying to make money. I get it.
These ticket brokers employ, I mean, literally thousands of people, and these young kids are sitting there, and their job is to buy as many tickets as they can. So, George, you're not fighting against me and Laura and Lindsay to get the tickets. You're fighting against thousands of ticket brokers. And that's why you as an individual cannot win this fight.
It was insane.
It's so annoying.
And by the way, I did win three times, and then I got an error message. I was paying for it. So one thing is that they're not available as I'm clicking on the dots that represent seats. Another thing is three times, Ticketmaster, that I'm willing to pay for the seats that I have acquired, and there's a little clock that's ticking saying you have 7 minutes or whatever to purchase these tickets. Three times it said an unexpected error.
Boy, Ticketmaster, you got big problems, my friend.
No, I'm done with Ticketmaster.
You're done with them. I'm done with you people. That's it.
Done.
I'm done with you people.
Just like Manhattan Beach, I got my eye on you.
Yeah, just like Spirit Airlines charging me $100 for bringing a bag on a flight, I'm done with you people.
That was a you problem, though. Yeah.
That was kind of your fault. That one was your fault. Yeah.
Done with you people.
That's all
right.
You broke.
Radio Tinder, kick it.
Thanks, Christopher. And I won't get into my Double Dare story because we only have time for one of these. So I'll start here. After revealing earlier this year that they had begun testing an edit feature, the function has finally been rolled out to Twitter users in the U.S. There's a catch, though. At this time, the edit feature is only available to Twitter users who pay for the company's monthly subscription service, Twitter Blue, which costs $4.99 per month.
Weak.
The edit feature allows users to update a tweet 5 times within the first 30 minutes after it's published. The tweet will also show that it's been edited and its edit history, which I don't like that part of it. So are you guys willing to pay the $5 a month to have the ability to edit your tweets? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
I'm paying, you said?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I am also saying there's no chance. Oh, I'm swiping left. Thank you. No chance I'm paying Twitter.
All right. So hopefully everyone else does the same and they make it a free feature. All right, next one. A protester who ran onto the field during Monday night's NFL game has filed an assault complaint against the LA Rams. As the man ran onto the field and near the visitor's sideline while being chased by security, Rams linebacker Bobby Wagner and Cappy's BFF, defensive lineman Tack McKinley,
intervened. He needs to check himself.
Yes, he needs to check himself, and he intervened and knocked the protester to the ground. The fans' complaint to Santa Clara police called the hit by Wagner and McKinley, quote, blatant assault. So considering the players got involved in this incident, do you think that the fan has a case? Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
I'm going to swipe left and say, you know what? Here's what this fan has a case of. A case of a beatdown coming to him. Let me tell you something. You run on the field. You get your political message out there. You put all this pink smoke. You stop the game. You get smacked down by a player. Let me ask you something. How about the security guard that was chasing you that blew out his ACL? How about that guy? And then, by the way, you've got the audacity when the game is over to stand out in front of the stadium with your girlfriend, the two of you standing there holding your citations. Hey, look at us. We ran on the field, disrupted the game. We're free, and all we got was this little ticket. Screw that guy. He might as well be Ticketmaster, George.
Yeah, no, that guy's an idiot. That's not even going to make it to court. It's going to get thrown out very quickly, and it's just stupid. Like, come on, dude. Like, we don't know if you're armed when you run on a field. Let me tell you something. That is, like, one of my biggest – I don't have a lot of fears when I'm at games. You know, remember when I got COVID back in April, the game I was assigned to was the game in Atlanta that had the bomb threat. Mm-hmm. That's my only fear is just some crazy person. You know what I'm saying? In those games. So you run on the field. You're a dope. You deserve to get tackled. You deserve whatever comes your way because it literally says on the ticket, you can't jump on the field.
It was so obvious that this guy was going to try and do something to the player. If the security guard took him down, what was he going to do? Say, hey, security, I'm suing you guys because I disrupted the game, but you tackled me. It was so obvious this guy's doing this for publicity. Hey, pal, you got your 15 minutes. You're done.
Rack 'em.
Yes.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
Yes. Phenomenal.
Ding, ding, ding.
Perfect timing, Cappy.
You are channeling Romy this week, bro.
Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Epic.
All right, that is Radio Tinder. It brought to you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always, Cappy, swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Award-winning small-batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available wherever fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com. And up your game, folks. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. All right, T-Raj, Travis Rogers is going to join us.
He better check himself.
Oh, okay. Should LeBron? How about LeBron and Adam Silver? Should they? Who should check themselves there?
I haven't decided yet. Okay. We got to think about that one.
We can ask Travis what he thinks about all that. Plus, okay, we'll talk some Rams with him. Oh, boy, they could be in trouble. If they lose to the Cowboys this week, boy, ooh, let me tell you something.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's talk to T-Sizzle. Travis Rogers next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, come on. Love Taylor Dane.
Oh, yeah, Taylor Dane. By the way, we'll miss you, Janice.
Yeah, we love
Garcia,
Janice.
We love you. We'll miss you. You're going to go on to bigger and better things, and we're very
thank
excited.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Love you,
don't
Janice.
Don't cry, because then we're going to cry.
Yeah. I felt so bad last year.
It's been happening. Yeah. No.
Janice was doing a live stream for me last year when I was doing nights. This is probably a little while ago. And I forgot that I was on camera, and like I was standing up in front of my camera and like scratching myself inappropriately when you're on camera.
Geez. Oh, I know. Kaplan. I know.
But I forgot I was on camera.
Poor Janice.
I know. I was like, oops. Sorry, Janice. Yeah, sorry. Sorry about
that. What's wrong with you, dude?
It was
forget it. Don't even answer. We know.
It was unintentional. I know, right. When you ask what's wrong with me, I mean, really. And there's a long answer.
Yeah. Janice, best of luck to you. Don't be a stranger, please.
Love you, girlfriend.
Love you, too. All right. Travis is there. I mean, we love Travis, too. I mean, offense, Travis. You're not going anywhere. So
I was going to say, you guys are asking me to follow Janice. That's not cool. You're setting me up to fail right there. That's not cool at all.
Wait a second. You set up Sliwa last night to fail.
Yeah, you did.
Last night?
Yeah.
How did I do that?
Well, I mean, the $300 was not nearly enough.
To do what? Go embarrass himself?
Well, I mean, listen, dude. I mean, these guys are $600-$700 into this event last night now.
No. See, here's the thing. I think that they told the story all wrong.
Oh.
The story isn't what happened to them at the club, right? Because that's happened to 150 guys as we speak, right?
But here's the thing, Trav. I told them, like Ireland asked, what would you have done differently? And I said, the minute you walked in to take the pictures, right? And just prove that you were there, okay? And the girls came up to you, right then and there, you should have said, hey girls, sorry, we're just literally here for a gag.
That's the whole point, George. Right. The whole point is that the story isn't that they went and got taken to the hoop. The story is that Al is almost 40 and John's whatever he is, 57, 58 or whatever it is. And clearly neither one of them have ever been to a strip joint in their life.
Yeah.
Because
there's that.
Because the moves that got put on those guys are the same moves that they've been doing since they opened those places a million years ago.
Right. No. They both come off.
These are the most basic moves in the world. The will you buy me a drink? Would you like to go into the back room? Will you buy me? Will you tip me for my time? All of these things are just strip joint 101, and that right. they didn't know that that was happening, yeah. that's the story.
No, it is, and they both come off very naive. I will tell you this one thing, though. The one girl who broke out the lollipop and started sucking on the lollipop, that's a move that I've not seen before. That's a different kind of move.
I don't think it was her first day.
Not her first day.
That she had been honing her craft for quite some time. She's a veteran in the game, and she knows that that was her last best closing move, and she went for it, and I respect it deeply.
Yep, yeah, I do too. Yeah, I'm with you.
That's Mariano Rivera, Trevor Hoffman, like there. There's no question.
That's the closer move of all time, is what that is.
Yeah,
all right, Trev.
Absolutely.
So, like, what's going to be the Rams' closer move here? Like, how can they put this thing back on the rails here?
Well, okay. So I'm going to be a bit of a broken record on this. The same problem that they've had in the other games that they struggled with is the same problem they have right now. Only it's gotten worse. Here's where they are. The five offensive linemen that they're playing, three of them are third stringers. Mm-hmm. They're backups to the backup. And I don't care what sport it is, but if you have three guys that are arguably in the most important positions on the field that are third string guys, I don't care how good your quarterback is or your wide receiver is, or your head coach is, there's only so much you can do to scheme this. But you've got a third string left guard, center, and right guard. I don't know. Sean McVay, I truly believe, is a genius when it comes to football stuff, but I don't know if there's an answer to this problem.
Yeah, but you know what, Travis? We can sit here and talk about the interior part of the offensive line, and that's a completely legitimate gripe. No question about it. But I'll tell you this, there's a part of me that's concerned that the Rams may have tried to outsmart themselves. You know, letting Robert Woods just walk for nothing, essentially. Van Jefferson's been hurt. Allen Robinson's been a no-show. Odell's not back and may not come back. I just think they overestimated who they were offensively.
Well, it's one of those things. I'm not saying you're wrong, Cap. I think that there's probably something to that. But when everything they've touched has turned to gold for the last several years, that every time they've tried a big swing, it has hit, you probably can talk yourself into some things. And this is really, you know, the Allen Robinson thing in particular, that, and you're right, they decided to let Robert Woods go. I think it's a 6th-round pick or something like that. And Allen Robinson comes in, and I thought, and I think most people thought, that it was going to be a home run, and it hasn't been. I mean, it's been to say that it's been bad doesn't even begin to cover it. It's been shockingly bad. He has 9 catches in 4 games, and none of them really deeply impactful, minus the one touchdown he has. It's really peculiar how discombobulated they've looked for the last couple of games. Even the Arizona game was okay, but they really haven't had a game that looks like the Rams have looked for the last 4 or 5 years, and I don't know how you fix it at this point with that O-line.
Yeah.
Look, man, that's on Stafford to me, dude. Like, you got to get that dude the ball.
How? He's got half a second to get rid of the ball.
7 times in the last game.
He's finding a way to get it to Cooper Kupp 40% of the time that he throws the ball.
Well, no, but here's the difference. Cooper Kupp is running really quick, very fast developing routes. Allen Robinson is running things that are further down the field.
Yeah, but Travis, I hear what you're saying. The majority of his routes are like that. But in this last game, there was literally a quick out that he threw like 2 yards behind him.
Yeah. Well, when you got Joey Bosa, or is it Nick or Joey?
Nick.
Which one's the 49ers?
Nick.
When you've got Nick Bosa breathing down your neck and the ball is arriving the same time that he is, I don't know what anybody's supposed to do.
Well, and by the way, we talked about this for weeks. We're kind of underestimating how hurt Stafford might be. So
right.
You keep hitting him over and over and over again, and his elbow's not right. Now that you have kind of that recipe for, I'm going to get rid of it quickly and I'm going to throw it behind the guy. I mean, it's just bad all the way around on offense right now.
It is. They don't run. But so it's, you know, it's chicken and egg stuff. You can't run because you can't block. So you got to go to the passing game. You can't pass because you can't block because you can't run. I don't know which, and maybe your quarterback has an elbow that's bothering him too. I honestly, guys, I don't know how much that of it is. He's thrown some balls that are absolute dimes along the way. He's thrown it with great velocity when he needs to do it. I really don't think it's a huge elbow thing. It might be a small piece of it. It's an offensive line thing. It's a Allen Robinson may be a super weird fit kind of thing. I really don't think it's Stafford.
Yeah, or super weird not fit.
This is going to lead to Chris doing a, oh, Matthew Stafford rejoin, I'm sure. But I really don't think it's his issue.
Hey, listen, we're talking a lot about the offense, but I'll just say one thing real quick. Defense ain't that good either.
It's all right.
I mean, they're not putting any pressure on the quarterback.
9% of their 9% of their downs on defense, they've put pressure on the quarterback. Second worst in the NFL to this point.
I think their defense has been all right. I mean, it hasn't been great. I agree with you guys on that. But the problem has not been the defense. They only gave up 17 points on Monday night. That's fine. If you give up 17 points a game, you're going to win more often than not. If your offense is performing at an average level, it's not what it was last year with Von Miller, obviously. But I don't think it's a defensive issue. I think it's an offensive issue, and it starts with those five guys.
What did you make of LeBron telling Adam Silver in his press conference yesterday, hey, when you bring this team here to Vegas, I want it?
I loved it. It was like one of the greatest flexes of all time. Like, yeah. Never mind. I'm not gonna do this behind closed doors. I'm not going to send a message through an agency or a league representative. I'm just going to sit up here real quick and say, yo, you in Abu Dhabi, I'd like the team when you do it here, and do it quickly, please, and thank you. I thought it was – I love LeBron. I think LeBron's awesome, but I particularly love it when he basically says, I'm LeBron James and watch this, and that's what that felt like.
And how about the suck up to the fans? Like, hey, LeBron, what do you think about the fans playing here in Vegas? Oh, it's the greatest fan base in the world.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Like, it's funny you say that, Cap. I heard that too. I'm like, you do know you still play in L.A., right?
Right. And by the way, the greatest fan base, what do you mean the greatest fan base? I mean, I saw the Raiders played the Broncos last week, and it was completely orange. The whole stadium.
I'm so glad you said that. Because
it was totally.
The Rams, rightfully so, have taken a bunch of crap for having fans from other teams in the building because it's true, right? When I came on with you guys a few weeks ago, I was sending you pictures of all the Bills fans, and it was a joke. But you're right, Cap. That place had a ton of orange jerseys. And you look around and when watching the Cowboys the other weekend, they had a bunch of fans from the other team. This is not an L.A. exclusive thing. This is all of a sudden – and the NFL has turned into a little bit of college football where people are traveling all of a sudden. And especially in the big cities or Vegas where people are coming in for it. This is not an L.A. exclusive thing.
I'm with you wholeheartedly. Vegas for sure has been inundated in the two seasons that they've had fans with opposing teams fans. And I'll tell you this. If I had to guess, because they're not always filled to capacity, when USC and UCLA go to the Big Ten, you're going to see a lot of snowbirds at those games too, I would imagine.
Yeah, go Hawkeyes. Yeah, they're going to be filled up from Iowa and Illinois and everywhere else. You're right. It's like, whatever. Win the games. Who cares who's in the seats? Go out and find a way to get it done.
Trap, we're up against the hard out here, but Chris just tweeted, man, at Travis Rogers is a Stafford apologist, but tomorrow's open is done now. So there you go. Just
shouldn't have said anything, Travis.
I'm glad to help out, guys.
All right, Trap. Thanks, pal.
All right. Talk to you guys next week.
See ya. Have a great show tomorrow. Travis and Slee each and every day at 10 a.m. See ya. Great job, Cappy, Lindsay, Laudat. Thank you, Travis, Fat Jack, and Sliwa in Ireland, and everybody who took a chance to be on the show today. Thank you. See ya. Bye.